Maseches Beitzah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, until Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. There are many different types of rabbinic laws which were made for different reasons. For example, it could be a totally new law, Midrabanon. For example, reading the Megillah on Purim. The Rabbanon made a totally new law that one needs to read or hear the Megillah on Purim. There are other things, Midrabanon, which they decreed so that somebody does not come to violate something Midaraisa. Now, there are other things which the Rabbanon decreed because of Maris Ha'ayin, which means that it appears as if one is doing an Avera. Now, things which they decreed because of Maris Ha'ayin, what it appears like, there is nevertheless a rule that Dovah She'osu Chachomim Mishum Maris Ha'ayin, something which the Chachom decreed because of its appearance, Af B'Chadri Chadorim Osur, even in the innermost room it's forbidden. Once the Rabbanon said it was forbidden, then even if there is nobody watching you, and you're inside your house, it is forbidden there as well. Be it as it may, B'Shamayim and B'Shamay say, it is forbidden to move, to carry a ladder from one dovecot to another dovecot. These would be sort of mini cages, which are very high up, and in order to reach them, one would have to climb on a ladder. And if one starts carrying a ladder from one place to another, it may look as though he is carrying the ladder in order to fix his roof. And that is certainly forbidden me to Eraisa on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So even if you're inside your own courtyard, and people can't necessarily see you, it is still forbidden to carry a ladder from one dovecot to another one. But it is permitted to tilt the ladder from one window to another window within that same dovecot, since you're not actually lifting it up and carrying it to another place. So even if there were people there, nobody would assume that you are taking it to fix something on your roof. However, Beis Hillel permit it, and the Gemara explains that Beis Hillel only argue in a case where the ladder being used is a smaller ladder, generally only used for dovecots. If it was a big ladder generally used for fixing one's roof, then even Beis Hillel agree that it is forbidden to move it. But if it's anyway a smaller ladder, then Beis Hillel permit one to move the ladder, but only b'chadri chadorim, only in private. Even though in general, something which is forbidden because of Maris Ha'ayin is forbidden even in private, in this case, because of Simchas Yom Tov, so that one rejoices on Yom Tov, which is a mitzvah midoraisa, Beis Hillel are lenient and permit one to do this in private. Now the doves are generally considered to be mukta. Often one would have many doves there, and even if he wanted to eat one of them for Yom Tov, he would never eat all of them, he would eat maybe some of them, and because of that they are considered mukta until he designates which doves he is going to eat. And now, in order for something not to be mukta on Yom Tov, one has to designate it before Yom Tov begins. And it has to be that at the onset of Yom Tov, when Yom Tov began, he had the intention to use it, and it was considered to be in a designated state set aside for use on Yom Tov. And then there is a rule that migudis katsoi ben hashemoshes, since it was set aside for use during twilight, as Yom Tov began, is katsoi l'kul yoyma, it is considered set aside for use on Yom Tov for the rest of the day, and even if, let's say, somebody changes his mind, and he decides that he's not going to use it on Yom Tov, it nevertheless is not mukta, because it all depends on the time that Yom Tov comes in. Now, when it comes to designating these doves and making sure that they are not going to be mukta on Yom Tov, it is generally enough just to think or to declare which of the doves he's going to use. However, when it comes to the first pair of doves, one is generally less likely to slaughter the first pair. He often leaves it with the mother dove. And so even if one were to declare or intend to use it, there is a likelihood that once he picks it up on Yom Tov, in order to take it to slaughter it, he's going to end up changing his mind and putting it back. Now, if he does that, although it's not considered to be mukta, even something which isn't mukta, one can only move and take for a purpose. And this applies to absolutely everything on Shabbos, even something like a chair. It's forbidden to move a chair for absolutely no reason. Although it's not mukta, one can only move it if it is for a particular purpose. Now, if somebody takes this dove, who is part of the first pair of doves, once he actually picks it up, he is likely to change his mind and to put it back and not end up slaughtering it. And if that's the case, it ends up being that he took it originally for absolutely no purpose. And so Beis Shammai say that already before Yom Tov one has to pick it up, and then once he picks it up, if he even after picking it up he wants to use it and slaughter it, so then it is considered to be set aside, and he is not likely to change his mind when he picks it up a second time tomorrow. And so Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai say, lo yitol, it is forbidden to take the doves from the dovecot, elohim kein ni'anamim b'oidyoim, unless he actually literally shook it. But it means he actually lifted it up on the day before Yom Tov. However, Beisila say, Omeid v'Omer, it is enough to stand there before Yom Tov comes in and to declare, or even just to think it in his mind, Zevozani Noitel, this dav and this dav I'm going to take tomorrow on Yom Tov. Beisila is not concerned that he will end up changing his mind once he lifts it up on Yom Tov.